Erev Rosh Hashanah, Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I'd like to learn a shtikala from the Sefer Karim LeDavid, from Blessed David Greenwald, who was based in a number of Hungarian cities, including the city Satmar. Brings up Medrash, beginning of Veschanon, Medrash Rabbah says, Veschanon al Hashem ba'esa hi leimar, halacha, Adam Yisrael Shahaya Aymin Bispal. There was a Yid. Question comes up. He's standing, he's davening. Mao Shehe Mutuloy Lispalel, the Koil Godel. Is it permissible for him to daven out loud? Kach Shonun Chachamim. Haya Aymed Umispalel Yochol Yashmiya Koiloy. Someone's davening, standing. You would think he could be loud. Kvapir Shachana. Bachana teaches us. The Chana himadaberes aliba. Chana was talking in her heart. Now we're going to ask two questions on this medrash. First of all, what does this have to do with Veschana Hashem beisi leimar? Secondly, why didn't the medrash bring the whole pasuk? Vechana himadaberes aliba rakoyo lo yishma. That couldn't hear her voice. Isn't that the main point of the medrash? And Mechla, what was the havamina that you should be allowed to daven out loud? Ask a fourth question, I guess. So, four questions here. What's the lashon hayo oimenu mispal? Just say hayo mispal. Hayo mispal. It's enough to say hayo mispal. What's oimenu mispal? So, the Karen LeDavid says there's a big yisoid from Chazal. When one davens, one is not supposed to be focused on his own personal needs. He's supposed to be davening the tzarech gavaya. We're going to explain it the following way. The tzarech gavaya, daven for above, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's explain. Svarim tell us that just like a father has a big cheshek and enjoyment and desire for his son to have good things, and he enjoys when he's able to do what his son wants, so too we're supposed to have in mind when we daven, that we're davening, requesting things, but because Hashem wants to give it to us, like we say in davening, Uvarech shenaseinu mukashanam adaris, Hashem, please bless us with a wonderful year. Why? Kikel Taiv made of Atta, because you're a Kaddish Baruch that wants to do Taiv. So we're doing it for him. And if Shechaim writes in Ruach Chaim, that it's considered the Shema, if you're doing it not because you want it, because Hashem wants to give you the Schar. A lot of Svarim say, the mission that says Schar, Mitzvah, is teaching us that when a Yid enjoys the Schar of a Mitzvah, we'll be able to enjoy the gemul, the wonderful reward for having done a mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to give you schar. So by you accepting the schar and enjoying the schar and having earned the schar, that itself, you makayim another mitzvah. That's schar, mitzvah. This is why, Shmona Esrei, the Gemara says in Brachos, Adaf Chavav and Beis, Ein Amida Ela Tfila, Amida is this Tfila. Why is Amida called Tfila? Because someone who davens the way he's supposed to, he's not leaning forward, he's not stepping forward trying to get something. He's standing in his place, says, Hashem, I'm here to receive what you want to give me. I'm not in it for myself. I'm in it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you decide to give me, whatever you do for me, whatever you decide is the right thing for me, that's what I'll be happy with. Like Chazal say, B'chol mido u'mido shu maydil lecha havi maydil lecha. Be satisfied with whatever Hashem gives you. Now, when a person davens, why is he supposed to be quiet? The answer is, if you're coming and you're requesting something which you rightfully earned and deserve, for example, someone owes you money because you worked for him, and you want demand your wages, you have a right to say it out loud. Excuse me, sir, you owe me money. You don't have to whisper it. You worked for the guy. You have a right to go along and demand your wages. However, a poor person who's coming to Shnar and beg a free gift, he wouldn't dare to ask for it out loud. He would do it in a very soft, gentle voice, like it says in Mishlei. Tachnunim yidaber rush. The rush, the poor man, he begs very silently, in a begging, silent, embarrassed voice. Not that he has any rights. Who is greater now than Moshe Rabbeinu, who we know he was mezakis harabim, he was the biggest tzaddik, and still, v'eschanan al Hashem, Rashi says, he asked for a matnas chinam. He says, I know that no one ever has a right to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and demand something. Hashem has more on me than I have on him. Moshe Rabbeinu says, everything always has to be a matnas chinam. We have no rights to demand anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially, throw in Moshe Rabbeinu, anything he did wasn't for himself. The Gemara says in Saita, "Bepnei man is ava Moshe Rabbeinu likaris la'aretz." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go so badly into Eretz Yisrael? Lechem l'pirei l'sbayim mituva. We spoke about this last week. He wanted to eat the fruit? No. What did he want? Mitzvah atluyas baruch is all about doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's coming, and if anybody has a right to request something and demand something, it's him. And what does he want it for? For ratzon Hashem. And still, even though maybe he would think he has a right, and he's not even asking for himself, he still comes and asks for a matnas chinam. Says, I don't deserve it. So kal vachomer, anybody else, no matter what you're asking for, especially if you're asking for something for yourself, you definitely have to go along and whisper it and say it in a silent way. There's a mashal from Dubin HaMagid, we'll throw in. Dubin HaMagid says there's a minig by the Avinu Malkeinus, by the last one, the last Avinu Malkeinu to say it very quietly. So the Dubin HaMagid says, somebody once went to a store, and he was saying, I want some of this, I want some of that. And he was talking to a lot of boys, give me lots of that thing, give me that thing, and give me that. And he was telling the guy, he was putting all into the cart. At the end, the guy says, okay, it's time to pay. So he very quietly whispered, if you don't mind, I'd like to buy all that on credit. So when he was demanding and showing off what he needs that was in a loud voice. When it comes time to pay, he whispers, I don't actually have any money right now. So that's why we say, Avinu Malkeinu, give us this, give us that, give us that. We say that all loud. The last one says, Dubin HaMagid, the minute stay quietly, because Sayyid Baneinu, Ein Banu Masim. So when someone goes to Shmoneh Esrei, the reason why he has to daven quietly is because who has a right, which human being could go along and say, he deserves something. Hashem has so much more on us than we have in him. Like the Chavis Alav is right so many times in the Sefer, especially in Shavu Vayis Alekim. We learn this also from Chana. Chana, why did she want to have a son? Not for herself. She says in the Haftarah, Anochi Shaltiru Lashem Kol Hayamim, I'm going to be dedicating my son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My son will be Beveis Hashem Kol Yamei Chayei. She gave him up at the age of two forever to be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mishkan. And still, she still begs Elashan Tachrunim. She says, I don't have any rights. And she felt actually like she was a sinner in her humility. She says, how come I didn't have kids till now? Must be my various causes. And that's why it says, V'chana yimedaberes aliba. Means she's looking in her heart and saying, Libi, Libi, why weren't you zechet to banim? What's with you? Become a better yid. That's why the Medrash doesn't even bother bringing down the pasuk. The Hemshech, raks voiseha na'ois, her lips are moving v'kaya la'yishma. Because the real point of the Medrash isn't the silence, it's what caused the silence. It's that she was looking at her heart and saying, I'm undeserving. Now we could go back and understand the whole Medrash. Medrash says, Odom Yisrael, Odom is a very chashivat title in Tanakh by a human being, different names for human being. Odom is the most chashivat title. Odom Yisrael, a very special yid who did so much. Oy made him a spiral. He's standing. He's not trying to lean forward to take and grab. He's willing to accept. Maybe this type of yid who's not trying to grab, who doesn't think he deserves, and he actually does deserve, Mao she mutalak be a koil of akash. Maybe this gets a lot of ask out loud. It's not for himself. It's whatever Hashem will give him. He's doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's an Adam, he's a chash of a person. Say Chazal, no, kach shonu chacham, even this yid, Chana tells us, even deveres aliba, and this is also the keshet of Eschana al Hashem, basically Moshe Rabbeinu, no matter what, he looked at life as a matnas chinam. So even though we said last year, Shir, Shulchan Aruch says, one, if he needs for his kavanah, is allowed to daven shmor Esrei Moshe Hashanah out loud, but it seems, the attitude still has to be, maybe you need for kavanah, technically to daven out loud, but the yisoyed isn't the koyel la yishma. The real yisoid is chani medaber saliba, with an attitude to think I deserve, I have my rights when coming to davening. No, to come ka'ani the Pesach k'dal mecharoshim dafaknu dalasecha. And now I'd like to share with you an amazing story in the new sefer from Rabbi Pesach Kron called Yamim Ruam with the Magid, and this is just came out, and this is a amazing story that he brings. There was a yid who lived in Tveria, and he was married for 10 years, didn't have any kids. Came from a Litvish family, and he wasn't used to going to Hasidus Rebbe's for brachas. But after 10 years, it was so difficult, so challenging to live in an empty house. He decided to go to Nidvarna Rebbe of Bnei Brak, Rav Chaim Mordechai Rosenbaum, who passed away in Tavshin Lamed Ches, 1978. And people say his brachas came true. So he went into the Rebbe, and he started crying, and he said, I wish I would have children, and I try to be mesameach with everybody else who has children, but it's so hard for me. We're married already for 10 years. The Rebbe told him like this. Listen, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be in a couple of months, we're going to be laning of Hashem Pakad Esara. And in Haftarah, we're going to be reading about the Pekidah of Chano who didn't have children. So Sarah didn't have children, Chano didn't have children, and they were Nifkan on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a skula to get that aliyah from after. So, come to Rosh Hashanah to me in Advarna and Bnei Brak, and Emirat Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, good things will happen. So Avigdor never heard this guy named, he calls him Avigdor, never heard before about this, a school of this Maftar, but it made sense. A school on Rosh Hashanah, about Chana. So, I think women have a meaning to, who don't have children, or Stam, to say this, to say Tfilas Chana, for Alakas Neiris, especially Rosh Hashanah. It's a very big school of this. I've heard before that it's a big school of that Aliyah. Even in Yeshivas Tells was Yidua, the Mevinim, that it was a big school. So he wasn't sure exactly what the Rebbe meant. Should he come and get the Aliyah for free? Is he going to have to buy it? But he was a little bit shy. So even though he lived in Tveria and belonged to a Litvish Kehillah, he decided he's going to come to Bnei Brak. I mean, even if he has to end up paying money for this Aliyah, if it will guarantee him a kid, it's worth it. First night of Rosh Hashanah in Advarna and Bnei Brak. And this yid doesn't really recognize anybody else in the whole shul. It's not his type. It's not his typical yid. He's wearing a different type of hat. They're all wearing shtreimlach. The end of davening is a big, huge line to say Shana Taiva to the Rebbe. And he doesn't want to push ahead. He's waiting in the back. And he sees someone else also without a shtreimlach. So he went over to him and said, Shalom Aleichem. And he smooths the guy a little bit. And the guy told him, actually, I don't really belong to Midvarna. But I came because I heard that Maftir in Advarna is a school for having children. But look at this crowd. Who knows if I'll get Aliyah tomorrow? This person tells him. And now, our friend was mamash heartbroken. Didn't the Rebbe tell him to come to get Maftir? That's why he had left his city, Tveria, for Rosh Hashanah, and was camping out in some ungeschmacka conditions in Bnei Brak for Rosh Hashanah was just to get this Aliyah. Someone else didn't get the Aliyah. What's going on? Well, he decided he's not going to make a big deal about it. He went to the Rebbe, wished him good yontif, didn't say anything else. And all night he couldn't sleep. He couldn't figure out what to do. In the morning he decided he's not going to stare the other guy who also had come especially to get Aliyah. He didn't want to stop it from him. So what did he do? He went to a different shul. Came all the way from Tveria, viewed and divided Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah, and he ended up davening the morning in a different shul, so he shouldn't take away from the other person who was hoping to get mafter. Well, I'm sure you know the end of the story. Within a year, our friend had a baby girl. The Rebbe said good things would happen, something to do with that mafter, and good things had happened. This was like the story that this is like the Vart that we said. Doesn't think he's deserving. I have my right. I came in. This is what I'm supposed to be getting. He had an attitude of humility. If you have an attitude of humility, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you every gift in the world, and your tefillos will be answered. Amir Tashem, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, have a ksiva, ksima taiva, a b'nai shem shemakavel, everyone's tefillos.